American Samoa's best music mixes on 93K. Today we say hi to Miss American Samoa Incorporated, Masi, and we have Mia Fo Imo in studio. Good morning, Miss Fo. How are you?
Fine, thank you, John. Even though the weather is very bad out there.
Man,
but
you ain't lying.
We're still alive and well.
Yeah, that's right. Showers of blessings, right?
Yes.
All right. And we also want to welcome our Miss American Samoa for 2026, the current reigning Miss, Tofoe Unutoa. Good morning, Tayamanuia.
Good morning, John. Good morning, American Samoa. Drive safe out there.
Yeah. Good to see you. You look very nice, by the way. Thank you for, I'm sure it's dangerous out there with all the makeup and then you don't want the rain falling on you there. So thank you for doing this. And we'll have you on V103 here in just a sec, too. So, Miss Mia Fo, can you tell us what we're talking about here today?
this morning, we're just here to talk about the upcoming pageant for this year. We have a really nice setup for this year. This year, it's going to be a little bit different, John. That's why we're here to talk, so that way we can let the community know about the upcoming Miss American Samoa. This year's pageant, we will have 3 days instead of just the crowning night. So those 3 days consist of a Wednesday, that will be June 17th. There will be a premiere night. That premiere night will showcase a couple of the, what do you call, the categories. Those two categories that will open up the premiere night will be the sarong, and also there'll be some people showcasing their talent. We're asking the community to have, you know, some people come and maybe do a little bit of, we were asking for some singers. I know there's a lot of talent out there, so there will be, Masi will be reaching out to the community because this year's theme will be America Samoa O'oe Olepenina. So it's mostly focusing within our community, within our small community here in American Samoa. So that's why we wanted to try something out to have the whole family engage in this. And it's going to be a free event Wednesday, and then that will be the premiere night. Thursday, of course, we will also have the same setup as last year, you know, the pre-pageant interview, also the Ava ceremony and the Siva Samoa. That will be on the 18th, and we're gearing up to having that here at the Diwa here in Tafuna. We're gonna be jumping from one venue to another, which is a good thing because some people live on the other side, and you know, that way everyone will get to make it there to the events. And that's a free event also on Thursday. And of course the crowning night, because of the availability of the venue, now we have the crowning night will be on June 20th. Which will happen there at our Falilau Mei. That's the availability that we have right now. That will be the crowning night, of course. The crowning night consists of the categories of course, the traditional wear and the talent and the interview. And this year's pageant, the corporate tables will be running for $1,000 for 6 people. And of course, I can never forget mentioning the people that are all behind this. You know, within this kind of event, we need sponsors, and we're grateful to American Samoa for always assisting. We're always knocking on their doors. And of course, John, within this platform of empowering women, that the community, the business community, and also the community itself are always there to assist. And we're very grateful that this year we're taking up the Blue Sky. Blue Sky is our platinum sponsor. They will be sponsoring the platinum sponsorship, which is they're donating a very large amount of $10,000 and also $10,000 in-kind services, which comes up to $20,000 assistance to the pageant this year. And then, of course, we have All-Star that will always assist with the backdrop and the stage and, you know, the banners behind any event. You need banners and all that stuff. So we're very grateful to Tuwai and Case Mua for always assisting us with, you know, the backdrop and all these things to decorate the venue for the pageant. and our partnership with Visitors Beer Never Ends. Thank you to CEO Tai Malilangi Minituya. They'll be taking up the gold sponsorship this year. And also, GHC Reed will also be taking up the gold sponsorship, and they're also our beverage sponsor. Thank you to GHC Reed, to the Reed family, that they managed to be doing this for many years. And we're also very grateful to DOC that we have a partnership within the venue. Thank you, Director Lena Pitaya, for always empowering the young women of American Samoa. Paradise Pizza will be assisting with our VIP dinner. Thank you so much to Patricia. She manages to do this almost every year for the Miss American Samoa platform. And we're very grateful to CEO Patricia Vival for always coming through. I know it seems like a whole mouthful of things to say, John, but this pageant will not be possible without the assistance of the community. And that's why I wanted to make sure that these very important people are mentioned this morning. I know it's raining up there. Everyone's wanting to get to their destination, but we're grateful. And we also have, of course, the contestant sponsors that we're yet to name very soon on social media, but I wanted to make sure that everyone is acknowledged. At this point in time, we have six girls that will be vying for the title of Miss American Samoa this year. And you know, it's a struggle every year that we go out there to get the young ladies, because it is, everything's so expensive nowadays that it takes money to raise a child. So
and sponsors. Got to find a sponsor, right?
Yes.
Each of these girls do, yeah?
Yeah. Each girl has to look for a sponsor, because as you can see, this year we added a Pulitasi category for the premiere night. And it's a simple Pulitasi. We just want to make sure that some of these attire are always showcased, because it's our traditional Pulitasi wear that everybody wears to any occasion. So that's the one thing that we had added on to the categories this year. And I think it's going to be a great event. And I hope the weather is going to be, you know, because we're supposed to have this at the Su'inga'ula. And I also want to mention thank you to the director of Parks and Rec for assisting Andrew Pilisasa. For assisting us with Su'inga'ula Park. That's where we're going to have the opening premiere night on June 17th. So mark that date on your calendar, June 17th, June 18th, and of course the crowning night on the 20th.
All right. So third week of next month.
Third week of next month. I know it's graduation. So if you don't have anywhere to take your graduate, bring them to the pageant and enjoy the pageant. It's going to be a different event this year, and it's free. We wanted to do this so some of those people who never get to watch the pageant, they can bring their family, make it a family event. The premiere night, it'll be happening on Wednesday. It's going to be at Su'inga'ula. There's going to be some vendors there to cater to their needs, like food, you know, snacks and things like that, so they can enjoy the pageant and just kind of like a hangout night for the family.
Yep. All right. Very cool. Okay. Miss, thank you so much. Any closing remarks before we wrap up here?
Yep. There's a whole lot coming up, but of course, we're not going to sit here all day and say all that, but I'm just going to hand it over to Miss Tofoi for now. Okay. But if we had failed to mention anybody right now, because it's so wet out there that we had to run up here, but later, we will announce everything and let everyone know any further details. It'll be out there. Okay. But thank you for having us this morning. Tofoi?
Thank you, John. Thank you, Fo. So far, we are still in the process of planning and finalizing our preparation leading up to the pageant night. And we ask the community to come out and enjoy the pageant, and also the girls that trying hard to prepare to put on a show for American Samoa. So if you have time, join us on June 17 at 7 p.m. at Su'inga'ula. It's a free community event, so bring your family and friends. And same on the June 18th here at Diwa in Tafuna, and of course June 20th. So thank you, everyone, American Samoa, for your prayers and support. to the Masi organization and also to our major sponsors and 93KHJ. Thank you, John.